Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Sip With Me. I'm your host, Ioana Kekatos.
And I'm your host, Aaron Carlson. We'll release an episode for you every Monday morning, which means you can listen to us during your commute, after work workout, or even enjoy a drink with us during your very own Monday night happy hour.
And who doesn't like to have a little fun on a Monday night? Don't forget to subscribe, review, and share our show.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram at sipwithme_ for the latest episode updates, news, and all of your favorite cocktail creations.
For this week's cocktail, we're switching things up and featuring a beautiful vintage bottle of champagne in honor of our guest of the week, who is a dear friend to us and who brought us a bottle of champagne during our photo shoot with her. So don't forget to pop that champagne, grab your favorite champagne flutes, maybe a little snack, and let's dive into this week's episode.
Welcome back to our summer series. Today we are having sort of an old and a new friend on the show. Becca Vreet is a Chicago-based fashion and lifestyle photographer who shot our amazing Super Slay Sip With Me photo shoot earlier this year. Naturally, we needed to brag about how good she is by having her on the show to share her story, tips for getting your photos taken, and truly the best part, what it was like working with Ioana and I for a day. Becca, welcome.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to be here and to chat with you.
This is very exciting. I feel like we're coming full circle in our relationship. You shot our logo photo and we took some super fun like self photos. And they honestly turned out, Ioana, I don't know.
They're so good.
They're so good. They blew our expectations.
Yeah.
We look snatched. We look glowing.
We didn't have to edit anything.
Live.
They're perfect. Yeah,
she was taking the originals and we were like, oh, like, yeah, that's amazing. She's like, well, it's not even like edited yet. So you definitely do something magical. And I feel like everybody that is in photography, like not everybody captures that, like, you know, that spark, that magic. And I think, like you said in a lot of your materials, like really crafting a vision with the people that you work for is like your goal. And I think that you did that with us. So thank you for the amazing.
Of course. I'm so excited. I'm so glad you love it. It's always so fun to hear when people actually enjoy their photos and feel like it's a reflection of who they are and actually brings the vision to life. And so that's such a fun and special thing.
Yes. And I feel like most of the stuff that we did was like really impromptu and like.
I was going to say, we had no plan. Like we had an idea of what we thought we wanted, but like we didn't know how to execute that or really describe it in a way. And I feel like you got the vibe immediately and like pushed us out of our comfort zone into exactly what we needed and wanted.
You gave us champagne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. You did. I forgot.
Like, it was like, you knew us already. It was really cool. We felt seen and heard, and we really needed that.
Incredible. I love that.
So, okay, so we know you a little bit, but I think, like, a lot of people that get their photos taken, you know, sometimes, like, we walked into the studio, and you have to get very vulnerable very fast, which you helped us do with the champagne. But tell us a little bit about yourself and tell us, I know we had chatted when we got our photos taken, but tell us a little bit more about how you got into photography and kind of like what led you down this path to making this kind of your life's calling.
Yeah, I think, starting with photography, it's been something that I've done since I was a kid. And truly, it's always hard to nail a start date because it's just this constant evolution, I think, as an artist, as a person, as a photographer. But I think I picked up my first camera, which I think was like, honestly, I stole it from my parents at 7. And I would just decide to be the boss. And I directed all my brother, all my neighborhood friends. And I was like, guys, today we're making a movie. And this is a storyline. And this is the vision. And you're going to do this, this, and this, and this. Thankfully, I've grown into like, you know, channeling my bossiness and like directing skills into a much more kind way. But it was so fun. And I think that's really where My love for it started was gathering a ton of people that I love to be with and to create together through like digital media. And so it's been fun to see like as I've grown how it's evolved. But yeah, then later when I was like 12 or 13, like my older cousin had a really nice camera and like took me out and just taught me settings and like composition. And then later for Christmas, like gifted me this set of four photography books, like basic how to photography by Scott Kelby. And it was phenomenal. And I like loved them. And I would like sneak them behind my textbooks in school and would just be reading these like highly technical photography books. And my professors, like when they would find it, they would be like, like not even mad, but like, yeah, don't do that. But also, what, like, you're
good
fine.
You.
Like, good for you. You're pursuing what you love. And yeah, just grew in high school and saved up for like my first like big camera, working as a lifeguard. And yeah, just asked a lot of my friends to model, asked a lot of photographers who are better than me, like, how do you do what you do? And can I basically hold your coffee while I watch you do it? And essentially, that's what I still do now. is I just get paid more. And it's just a lot better. But yeah, it's the heart of it, of just like growing and pursuing. And then when I graduated high school, I was trying to decide, I wanted to go into full-time photography, and my parents were like, like, we're not sure that's like a great direction to go. And so I ended up doing interior design. And after one semester, I was like, absolutely not, like, can't do it. Like, love interior design, but absolutely cannot do it. Like, I want to be a photographer. So I switched my degree to marketing, and studied at UIC, here in Chicago, and got my marketing degree while I was building my business. And after a little bit, my parents like became super supportive and now like are like my biggest champions behind it, which has been like really fun and really special. So yeah, that's how I got to where I am today.
Hey. And like, what is your style? Kind of like describe the vibe, the energy that you kind of put into your photos. Like for us, you crafted a vision. And I could tell, like, when we were in there, you kind of already had the picture in your mind, and then you set up the pieces for us and guided us to get to that point. But like, describe your style and like how you would say it's evolved over time to kind of where it is now of who Becca is as a photo.
Yeah, I feel like my style, I don't know. I like to think that it like pulls at your heartstrings, or that like it feels like a real life moment. I think visually it's like, I like stuff that's clean and simple, kind of messy, where it's perfectly imperfect, if that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. I love like natural light, but like obviously using like studio light to like fill in and to navigate and to like really make it crisp and clean. But I really like, there's like a softness and really pulling out whoever I'm working with, their vision, whether that's like for like you guys, you know, you had this vision and I'm like, okay, this is so fun. Let's like, how can we pull this out and bring it to life? You know, for other portrait clients, like, okay, this is like how you, like, this is who you are. And so I love sometimes to like chat with people at the beginning and just try to get to know them, try to get a feel for them. Because it is a very vulnerable thing to take a portrait of someone, to have a photographer come into your space and capture who you are and your personality. It is both like photographer and model. It's such like a beautiful blend and balance. And I never want it to be like my full perception of someone, but to truly who they are. Like, it always will be both. And that's just the nature of it. And that's part of the beauty of the art. But yeah, no, I think I love very like lifestyle, very real life, but elevated and thoughtful and artful and intentional.
I like that.
Yeah, I feel like with our pictures, you kind of like brought out what we felt on the inside about our podcast and our friendship. And it's like so hard to describe how you feel, but I just felt like it captured it perfectly.
Yeah. And like very quickly too. Like I felt like you knew us, not only that you knew like, okay, like we're this podcast, this is our vibe, but like we walked in and within 5 minutes, like you could read our friendship and you could read both our personalities, but like, deeper. Like you like read into our emotion
yeah.
and then, like, pulled that out and had us act it out through our pose or our smile or even like the props and the lighting. It was like, it was weird watching it. I was like, how does she do this? Like reading minds is crazy.
We had no expectations going into it. Like we were really just excited because we've never done this before.
Yeah.
And it just like blew us away. Like to be able to look at a picture, Erin knows, like, I feel like I constantly have to edit everything because I'm so insecure about how I look. And for the first time, like looking at these pictures, I was like, oh my God, I've never looked at myself in this way. And
yeah.
It's just really nice to be like proud to look at a picture and not have to feel like, you know, I need to change who I am. Or it was just, it was so perfect. I can't even, like, we look at them and we're like, wow.
We needed it.
Yeah.
Oh, that, like, honestly, I feel like even that last piece that you said, I feel like that is such like a big reason why I do shoot, is because I'm like, I want people to see like how beautiful they are and to pull out who they are, because I don't know, I think that everyone is like truly so beautiful. And I think that photography and media have kind of skewed it where it's like made people think that in order to be beautiful, you have to look like X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
And that's just not true. And that like when you're fully yourself and you're fully confident and just, yeah, just fully you, like that's the most beautiful thing. And so thank you guys. Cause that, like why that shoot went so well was not just me. Like you guys also let me in, and like you let me in to see your friendship. Because there's been times where I've shot and I'm like, it's kind of tricky sometimes to like get a vibe and to really like understand like the dynamics. But very quickly I was like, oh, you guys are dope. Like you guys are so fun, so friendly. And your guys is like, those photos were testament to like the friendship that you built. And so, yeah, it's just, it was easy to jump in to like something that's so well established and like good communication, open and honest. So yeah, it was like really fun and easy to jump into that. So you guys, yeah, made my job so easy.
I feel like this is therapy. I'm like, it's just, it's nice. You know, it's again, like, it's really, it's nice to, we see our friendship, but you know, it's hard to see how other people view even our podcast and our friendship. And it just felt like for the first time, like it felt really legit for us. And like, it felt really like we felt professional in a way of like, we're upgrading not only our show, but it's like, here's our friendship of 10 years. In like these photos, which I put so much pressure on the photos, but really like it was, I mean, they were able to just capture so much about us, which we, it just meant so much to us, both for our friendship and our podcast.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. When it kind of like hits the both, like the personal and professional, I'm like, that's my sweet spot. I love that.
So obviously we went through COVID. And now, you know, things are, hopefully we're out of COVID and we're out for good with everything. Tell me more about what's business been like over the last year and over the last couple of years specifically. Have you had to pivot at all, your business? And then what is your business looking like this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the last few years have been just a series of pivots constantly. So I graduated university in 2020, like December 2020. So I graduated in the middle of everything. And I was like, yeah, I'm a photographer. I don't know how I did it. But like, I somehow managed to make a living. I didn't have to get a full time job or anything like that. And like photography paid all my bills, which was genuinely shocking. There were definitely moments where I was like, I'm insane. This is horrible. I should definitely go get a 9-to-5 right now. But I think I just like kept sticking with it. And I had a really amazing support community around me that was like, no, like, this is like who you are. This is like who you're created to be. So like, run with it. Like, you don't need to, like, don't quit yet. Like, just keep going and keep pushing. But yeah, I think it's been really fun in the last year because there's been a lot more events and a lot more opportunities for networking, and people are growing. I think like businesses are growing. People are eager to see people again. People are eager to get out. And also because so many things are so digital as well, photos are, people need photos. And so it's been really fun. And I feel like the last year especially has been a lot of like learning, growing even more in like technicalities of like, oh, how do I do this? How do I light this better? How do I execute my like processes better, my business structures? And so I think it's been a lot of honing in and developing those structures as like I'm still like an emerging photographer and growing a lot and seeing like a lot of fruit from that where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm really starting to like attract clients that like I want to work with and that I'm excited to work with. Getting to be pickier and be like, oh yeah, like these are people that like fit the vibe, fit the vision, like that we're gonna work really well together. Like we're both gonna make each other better. And so it's been really fun to see my client roster continue to grow with people who I genuinely think are phenomenal people, which is a really awesome thing, I think, to be able to say that made it through COVID and that we're still here shooting and loving it.
Yay. You do a lot of fashion stuff too, right?
I do. I do a decent bit of fashion stuff, modeling stuff with the different agencies here. As well as like more commercial lifestyle, beauty, that type of department as well.
I'll have to, we just got Sip With Me.
Oh my gosh, we did. Yeah.
Baseball caps. So.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see.
We keep saying after we came out of the photo shoot, we're like, we have to do this at least once a year. Like we just, it just brings up our confidence. It makes us feel good.
I love when people say they're like, I need this as a confidence boost. Like, I was like, yeah, absolutely. It's so fun. But yeah, no, I can't wait to see the new merch. That'll be so fun.
All right. We end every episode with a round of rapid fire. So we have about 8 questions for you. We're going to ask them and then we just want your kind of gut instinct answer.
Love it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay, go to camera for beginners and then for someone who's more advanced.
Beginner, honestly, your iPhone. And advanced, the one I use is the Canon R5, and I love it.
I've heard really good things about the R5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. Battery life, not so much, but everything else is great.
What is the most underrated pose that maybe people don't automatically go to?
The one where you forget the camera's there.
Ooh.
So accurate.
That's good.
We love a good candid shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the in-between moments. That's the good ones.
Wow. I want to remember that when we're taking pictures, Erin, in like our house. Okay, best tips for getting photos taken.
Wow. I mean, it's super cliche, but just be yourself. Be confident, wear the outfit that makes you feel 10 out of 10, makes you feel fire, makes you feel snatched, get your hair and makeup done, and be in a setting that, you feel confident in. Bring like your partner, bring your best friend, bring whoever it is that's going to hype you up, and make you feel so fun.
I've seen your work in both color and in black and white. Which one do you prefer?
Personally, I prefer black and white.
Nice. Me too.
Okay. Biggest tip for first time photographer?
Shoot a lot. shoot a lot and assist a lot. Just like experiment the heck out of things. Try different styles. And don't lock yourself into this any particular style. Just shoot a lot and you're gonna develop your own eye, you're going to develop your skill set, and be humble enough to learn and work really hard and assist a lot of people. It's my biggest advice.
Who's your dream client or brand that you want to shoot?
Oh, that is so hard. I'd say one of my dream brands, I think beauty brands. Oh, why is this so hard? I don't know. I'd say like Merit or Glossier, that type of beauty vibe would definitely be a dream brand and client to shoot for. Fashion wise, like dream would be like Prada or Celine, I think would be.
Yes, that's so
your that my fashion amazing. Vibe. Yeah, dream vibes for sure.
We'll tag them in this video.
Yes, do it.
Okay, favorite Chicago restaurant.
Ooh, that's tough. Probably ABBA.
Ooh.
What's that?
That's a good one.
Have you been there?
In West Loop?
I have. It's very good. Isn't it like, am I blanking, or isn't it like Mediterranean?
Mediterranean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the interior is very you. Very clean.
Mm-hmm.
Greenery?
Yes.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, this looks good. Oh my God, like every picture. Okay, well, we'll add that to the list. And then, okay, last question. As you know from our shoot, we are a cocktail hour themed podcast. So do you have a favorite cocktail or non-alcoholic beverage of choice?
Yes, an old fashioned every time.
Ooh.
Yeah, I literally just bought an old fashioned hoodie. And it's so cute. It has a little picture. It says, I'm so old fashioned.
Adorable. Oh, that's really cute. That's
I'll bring that to the next photo shoot.
Yeah.
Please do. Please do. Yes. Oh, I love an old fashioned. It's so good.
Awesome. All right. Well, you survived. Now tell everybody where they can follow you online, where they can check out your portfolio, and how they can book if they are interested in getting wonderful photos taken, such as ours.
Yes. You can follow me at Becca Vreet on Instagram. And then if you want to book with me, just go to my website, beccavreet.com, and hit the little contact section and shoot me an email. And I would love to get in touch with you. DMs sometimes get a little bit lost. So email is 100% the best way to go.
Yes. That's what we did. And it was very easy, very simple. And before we know it, we had our photos. And oh my God, the photo turnaround was so fast.
Oh my gosh. It was
crazy. We were like,
crazy.
Oh my God, it's going to be like 6 months till we get them. And then it was like a week or two later. We were like, yes, we needed it.
Yeah, it was really quick. I was shocked.
Incredible. Wow.
Awesome. Well, thank you for catching up with us and for sharing a little bit of your story with us. We'll definitely have to go get some of that Mediterranean food because it looks really good.
Yes.
And we will definitely see you in the next year for Sip With Me photo shoot 2.0.
Incredible. Thank you guys so much. Seriously, it means the world that you would consider having me on your podcast. So thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Sip With Me with Ioana and Aaron. If you like our show and want to know more, check out our website, sipwithme.org. There you can find our themed cocktail book, as well as other exciting Sip With Me content.
And if you love our podcast, don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and follow our podcasting adventures on Instagram @sipwithme_.